Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Look at the size of his unit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Camille.
For years, my wife has suffered from a medical condition.
It's called IBS, Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
Not always an easy thing to talk about, but we are.
Because IBS strikes millions of people.
So if you have abdominal pain and bowel problems, don't get embarrassed.
Get help. IBS is a real condition, and there are ways to help manage it.
Don't suffer in silence.
Talk with your doctor.
Don't suffer.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suffer in silence.
No silence.
Silence!
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, so it's irritable bowel syndrome.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Looks like baby vomit.
Where were we before the internet? Really, where were we before the internet?
The website of the day, Mike, is www.irritatedbeingsingle.com.
I like the name. That's clever.
This is a real website. I think the... Isn't the guy from Britain?
Yeah, Great Britain.
Great Britain.
Not just not Britain.
Not the other one.
Great Britain. Here now is Craig Jex. Hi, Craig.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you? Tally-ho.
I'm good. How are you?
Hola. What's happening, my friend? Craig, you have a website for people who want to date other people who have irritable bowel syndrome, correct?
That is true, yes.
So your day is, other than the fact that people have irritable bowel syndrome, is it like any other dating website?
Yeah, it's just like any other dating website, but it's more specialized towards people with IBS, Crohn's disease, and any other bowel conditions.
Now, what if I am just a perv that's turned on by bowel conditions, and I myself do not suffer, I just find it hot?
You can join if you want, yes.
Ah. Wow. So you can hook up people with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, or Crohn's disease with people that don't have any bowel problems at all?
If that's what turns you on, but I can't guarantee you'll get any dates, though. Right.
Does ulcerative colitis count?
Yeah.
All right.
So you could go on the website with ulcerative colitis?
Yeah.
And how many people are using your website?
It's only been running for about 3 weeks, but at the minute we've got about 150. We're getting about 20 every day.
You're gonna get a buttload of hits today.
Yeah. Has it primarily been in the UK that you've been getting your business?
No, it's funny actually. We're getting most of it from America.
Okay, well that's
good. I don't
know
how, but they're finding out about the site and logging on, so it's all good.
Now, do you have I got to go to the website to check it out. Do you have a section for colostomy bags?
That would be under the Crohn's disease.
Under Crohn's disease. Okay.
Yeah, you just put your conditions in, and then you can write about yourself.
What if you just have diarrhea? What if you just, like, got a stomach flu for a couple of days?
That's probably not the site for you, really.
Yeah, you probably have to, you know, because by the time you got the date and, you know, organized a hookup and all that.
You might be feeling better.
You might be feeling better. Craig, why did you start this website? I mean, really, what was the, you know, why, you know, people have medical conditions all the time and it's part of their life, but this seems to be a big deal. Why did you found this website?
Basically, I've got IBS myself, and I was going on various IBS websites to, like, find medication to alleviate the symptoms, because there ain't a cure for IBS.
Right.
And a lot of people were just saying how that they wish there was a dating site for people with IBS because it's such an embarrassing condition.
Hmm. It is.
It's also a debilitating illness as well.
It is. I find in the summertime, I draw a lot of looks from people when I'm out in my adult diaper.
I didn't know you had IBS, Don.
Oh, you know I do, Mike.
Oh, that's right.
You
course,
know I've suffered.
Yes.
No,
I doesn't talk about it.
Listen, seriously, if you have IBS, and I guess that means you can't control what goes on down there,
like
right?
When you pass gas and things like that, is that how that works, Craig?
Well, you can control it to an element, to a certain degree. I mean, you're not going to crap in your pants sort of thing, but,
but
it's a sort of run into the bathroom.
Well, then what's so irritable about it?
You have to run to the bathroom quite often.
That's pretty much.
So is it something where irritable bowel syndrome is so much a factor in people's lives that it just makes it easier for them if they're with a person that has the same condition?
Yeah, I think people who have got IBS themselves, they understand what you're going through more, so it's a lot easier to talk about it, and you're not so paranoid about your condition.
How's the how are the medications for it? Are they coming along with anything that's making it a little easier to live with?
Not really. There's no cure for it as of yet.
That's not good.
Which is a shame.
Are you wearing diapers right now?
No, I'm not. No.
Good man. Did you meet a woman? You mentioned you started it because you yourself found yourself in a situation with irritable bowel syndrome. Were you able to find love?
I haven't yet. No, unfortunately not.
Oh, so I mean, you've got the website with 150 people. How many Brits do you have on the website?
Probably about 5% of the people on there at the minute are just Brits, but they don't live in my local area. So.
And other than that, you don't have any girlfriend happening right now?
Not at the moment, no, unfortunately.
Good luck.
Craig, you can probably help us fight the stereotype of irritable bowel syndrome. It's not just fat pigs that have it, right?
No, it's not.
Exactly, Don.
Apparently Sybil Shepherd's got it.
Sybil Shepherd has it?
That, yeah. Apparently so.
I had no idea.
She's a fat pig, I don't know.
And you have, it's like anything else, you have good days and bad days, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to register to get. I'm on your website now. The dating scene can be difficult for anyone, but if you suffer from IBS, Crohn's disease, it can be a cause of added anxiety and embarrassment.
Sure.
Irritated Being Single is here to aid and would like to date but find it difficult to build new relationships due to symptoms that are beyond their control.
Do you know, I wonder if people with other medical conditions might start their own dating websites, too. I mean, have you had anybody express any kind of interest in that? And, I mean, obviously you're getting a pretty good following for this.
Not yet, no. I think there's a few other niche markets out there, though. But
I was thinking about starting a constipated site. Like, kind of go the other way if you can't make it happen. I was going to call it Damon.com.
Some IBS sufferers do suffer from constipation. That's one of the things that they can click on the site.
So if you had severe constipation, you could go to irritatedbeingsingle.com.
Yeah.
Are you making any money off of this website yet?
A few bits and bobs, yeah.
Now, if I'm an American and I want to go to your website, do I have to pay in those pesky euros?
No, you have to pay in sterling, I'm afraid. We're not with the euros over here.
Sterling.
In sterling.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Sterling sharp, sterling silver, sterling you know, like pounds.
Pounds.
Right. Pounds, yeah. Pounds.
How many pounds is it to join your single group?
It's only £5.99 for a month.
£5.99?
For a month, yeah.
And once you register, what are your parental, what's a better word to use? Is there any nudity on the site? Is it like Facebook? Is there stuff that's pixelated out?
Yeah, you get pictures and any of that good stuff?
You could put your photo on, but any controversial type things I'll be deleting off the site.
He said photo.
So, well, that's that British accent that he's got. That's why he says photo.
Your photo.
That's right. Do you know, are there any famous Brits that have irritable bowel syndrome? Any of the royals have it?
I don't know. Maybe the Queen does. I'm not sure.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah, you people always give a dig to the Queen. I like that.
Do you think there's a chance that Simon Cowell has it?
I hope so.
Do you think
he does?
Do you have any?
That's why he has his trousers on so high. I'm not sure.
Do you have any idea how incredibly popular he is in America?
We don't like him over here. He's a bit of an idiot.
Really? Is he really looked down upon over there?
Yeah, he's on TV too much.
Too much. So he's overexposed in the UK.
But the reason he's loved here is that he's the only guy on that stupid Idol show that tells those people that they stink. Does he do the same thing on your Pop Idol or whatever the show is?
Yeah, he does the same, but unfortunately the public seem to like these programs.
How about the Gordon Ramsay, the kitchen guy? Is he popular over
there?
Looks
like baby vomit.
Sort of.
So,
yeah. Some people don't like his swearing too much.
Do you think either of the Beckhams have IBS? Or how about the Spice Girls?
Are you glad to see them go?
They're back, Mike.
I thought they were in L.A.
Oh, I was talking about the Spice Girls.
Oh, the Spice Girls. But I thought the Beckhams. Yeah, bend it like Beckham split. They left L.A. You glad to see them go?
Yeah, to be honest, you can have him.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's washed up. You know, he's not even going to play on Saturday.
And I know Paula Abdul was over there for a while, just recently. How did you find our Paula Abdul? How do the Brits like her?
I can't say I've seen too much of her, so she ain't doing that too well.
She looks like she might have irritable bowel syndrome.
I bet that old cow that Charles left Diana for has
Camilla.
IBS. Camilla has to have IBS,
I'd
right?
like to ask that, too. How's Camilla being received over there?
I think she's being a bit more favorable lately. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you miss Benny Hill?
Rob. Benny Hill.
Yeah,
every time with you.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I think he died a bit before my time.
True. Who's funnier, Benny Hill or Monty Python?
Monty Python are good, yeah.
Here's the real one for you. Who's funnier, Monty Python or Ricky Gervais?
Well, if it weren't for Monty Python, Ricky Gervais wouldn't exist.
True.
Okay, you know what? That's the right answer,
good
my friend.
Good answer. Yeah. Very
smart
clever.
Guy. The right answer.
Smart guy. That's right. And how are your teeth?
How are my teeth?
Yes, your teeth. We always check the teeth.
Oh, right. We've got very bad teeth over here.
I know. That's why I asked about yours,
how
Craig.
How are your teeth, though?
Mine are okay.
Just okay?
I look after mine. I brush mine twice a day.
Good for you.
That's more than some people in this room. Craig, are you the leading IBS dating site, or are you happy being number two?
I am happy being number two.
So you get it? That's kind of that's a duty joke.
That's a great duty joke right there.
You're number two.
That is terrific. I like that.
Let me see. Have you heard? Do you know?
I'm doing my morning show at night.
You mentioned that you could track usage from the United States. Do you know if you are getting a lot of response from people who work at radio station WJFK in Washington, D.C.? More specifically, I'm speaking about the ladies who work in the back accounting part. Those poor, overworked, beautiful women.
They seem to have a lot of pressure. Is this irritable bowel syndrome? Is that brought on by stress?
It can be, yeah. Most of the time, I think it is.
There are women who work at our radio station. They are forced to come to work every day in stiletto heels and cocktail dresses.
Yeah.
And they have irritable bowel syndrome.
The heat of the summer, dead of the winter. You know, they have to wear those stiletto heels.
I don't think IBS is good for people with mini skirts. I don't think that's a good idea.
Is there a...
Obviously, brown stains dripping down the
neck. Oh, no.
Hey, mate, when is the last time you had a solid, nice BM?
Yesterday, I think.
Oh, right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is fantastic. And as far as diet, I guess everybody's different, but people with irritable bowel syndrome, what foods do you avoid, Craig?
I've been told to avoid a lot of fruit and veg, to be honest, all the healthy stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's right, because they don't want you to eat the heavy fiber stuff, right?
Yeah.
And what medication are you on? This is a very selfish question on my part.
Something called loperamide. It's an ingredient that's in Imodium, but you can get it cheaper on prescription over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, and that's right. Your medical service over there, it's free, right?
Sorry?
It's free. Your medical care over there is free.
No, you have to pay for prescriptions over here.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
The chemicals.
Our government sucks.
Well, he didn't put that in sicko.
That's true.
There you go.
I heard that Harry Potter dies of IBS at the end of the new book.
Yeah, that's how the book ends, I think.
I heard his entire rectum just blows up.
Well, that's the
I think he kills everyone of his IBS. He farts out the whole
The Deathly Hallows.
That's why it's called that.
You know, you are a good sport, Craig. Let's promote this website again. www.irritatedbeingsingle.com if you want to find your soulmate. Without being embarrassed about irritable bowel syndrome.
Very cool. I hope this is very, very successful because you are providing a bit of a public service here.
I hope so, yeah.
All right, good luck, Craig.
And a donation in your name will be made to the Jim London Foundation.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
There you go. Good night.
Find your hole, mate.
I'm still back with the number one website. You enjoy being number two. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
IBS.
What has Brown done for you lately?
Exactly.
It can cause added anxiety and embarrassment.
Pixie!
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah.
Raging.
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh.
He had it.
Hi, Fred. Have you had irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you had. You're supposed to stay away from fiber. I hope you're not eating that stuff that you like to make all the time. What are you making for dinner this afternoon?
I was just making some popcorn.
Oh, that's not good.
You shouldn't have that.
No. It's not anal popcorn, is it?
No.
Is the lady of the house there? You know who I'm talking about, right?
Lady Elaine.
Elaine.
That's the one. Lady Elaine. Yes. What else is going on, Fred?
Are there things that make you angry?
Yes, Fred. Oh, yeah. Lots of things make us angry.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do when you're angry?
I generally have a dog fight.
I normally throw a club into the water.
Do you have ways of showing you're angry?
Yes, I told you. I go to Mike Vick's dog fights.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Our pleasure, Fred. Anything else we can do for you? apparently.
Sure.
Oh, well, name it, Fred. What do you want to talk about?
Play the next tape.
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
I'd tell her she's hot as balls.
I'd tell her to
suck. Oh, I'm glad you called.
Oh, yeah, so you are Lady Elaine.
Sure.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Lady Elaine making anything for dinner this afternoon?
I was just making some popcorn.
Is it anal popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it, Fred.
All right, Freddy.
Fred, do you have irritable...
How are you doing overall?
Who was that?
That's like Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
Oh. Dr. Phil, do you have irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah.
Like you had to ask.
I know. I didn't.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, dumbass.
Are you feeling good?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we
feel great, Dr. Phil.
Hell yeah.
What's your question?
Hey, where's our Dr. Phil soundboard?
We have some Dr. Phil tapes also.
We got a question for you. Hold on, Phil. Hold on a second.
Why are you so angry, Dr. Phil?
I have been, for a long time, a rotten little bitch.
Mind your own effing business. Leave me the F alone. I hate you. F you. Shut the F up.
Tell me how you feel about that.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Do you agree that you smoke?
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to me today, because it's the last chance you'll ever have.
I'm a drunk pimp.
I can't control my horny level.
Oh, dear. Chris Hansen is suddenly coming to the room.
Can you keep up with Chris Hansen?
You can just write me off, and you can get mad at me. But, you know, I'm expendable. That's okay. You don't.
Hello?
Oh, dear. Rosie just stopped in. Did he hang up?
Do you agree that you smoke pot?
Toilet seat assistance and row number one. Thank you.
Phil?
You know who I am?
Oh, Fred's back.
Uh-huh. Are you Lady Elaine?
Mr. McFeely.
Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely, I know you were expressing some hunger a little earlier. What are you making right now?
I was just making some popcorn.
Is it anal popcorn?
Yeah.
All right.
I am easy to please.
We gotta go, Mr. Rogers.
I remember a time not very long ago.
Yes.
When I went to see my friends, the Leonards.
Yeah?
What happened?
And they let me try their real backhoe and see their high lift.
Really? Huh. Did you enjoy that?
Did you see how many sticks I brought today?
You brought a lot of sticks today.
Three sticks. Each one of them has a hole right in the middle. And I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole.
Okay.
I don't think we should.
In my pocket here.
This is quite an interesting.
What, Fred?
Fred's confused us, though. What's going to happen with the stick in the hole, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Do you know who I am?
Are you Lady Elaine?
Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, no. Yo-Yo Ma. Well, you certainly work up an appetite playing cello all the time. What are you going to enjoy for your snack this afternoon?
I was just making some popcorn.
Is it anal popcorn?
Sure.
All right, bye-bye.
Did you ever hear of a musical instrument called a steel pan?
call Monday.
Bye.
Call Monday, please.
Bye, Fred.
Sakes. Jesus Christ, that guy's great. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer. I do not dare deny the basic reasons I. Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell yeah, and Trivium. Plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero second stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!